All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode. How is everybody doing out there? Hope everybody's being safe, being protected out there, having a good day and blessed day on this Friday afternoon. Hope all is going well. And I have some stuff I'm going to talk about, I'm going to cover in today's episode, which I find pretty disturbing in a sense. But we're going to talk about it, and I'm going to give my opinion on it. And let's just go from there. So the first thing I want to talk about is major U.S. DOCs become largest to file for bankruptcy after 200 sexual abuse lawsuit. A Roman Catholic diocese in suburban New York became the largest American diocese for file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy Thursday after being named in more than 200 sexual abuse lawsuits. The diocese of Rockville Sanctuary on Long Island cannot afford to litigate so many cases, Bishop John Oliver Barnes sent a video posted to the diocese website. Its finances had become depleted after compensating about 320 survivors of clergy sexual abuse since 2017. As a part of independent reconciliation and compensation program. So now, Rockville Sanctuary is the eighth largest diocese in the country, serving more than 1.4 million Catholics. And this filing makes it the largest American diocese to declare bankruptcy so far. Now, it sounds crazy because you would think, you know, people who go to, you know, church, you know, they go there to praise God and, you know, go for the service and listen to the pastor talking, the message what they have to deliver. And now you're hearing that they have over 200 sexual abuse lawsuits since 2017. Something's not adding up. Like, they must be part of, as you can say, part of a sex trafficking, and they're probably keeping people hostage and doing all types of stuff to these people, and they have over 320 survivors, which is a lot of people. And I'm just wondering, this place definitely should be shut down. Like, definitely. There's no way they can still be open after this type of news getting out. And I wonder if those people that are survivors are going to speak out, you know, make a statement to the police or whatever, or, you know, to tell their side of the story to the news or to the public, because this is out of control, this is out of hand. You have a place where people come to worship and you're over here sexually abusing people, which doesn't make any sense. Now, you know, your place of worship can't be trusted anymore because of the sexual abuse. And it definitely needs to get shut down immediately. No ifs, ands, or buts. Like, you need to just take the place and destroy it and build something else there, because this is out of control, not an end. This doesn't make any sense. And I'm just glad those people, you know, still alive, you know, nothing worse happened to them besides being sexually abused, you know. No lives were taken. So my prayers go out to their family and stuff like that, because I can only imagine what they've been through and how mentally this can, you know, affect them for a good portion of their lives. And, you know, they could probably have possibly mental health issues because of this and just be scarred from this. So I hope they can get better, have a speed recovery, and hopefully this doesn't take over their life, as many people who are involved in sexual abuse is affecting for a good portion of their life. So I hope they're able to overcome this eventually and live on with their life and be successful, because that takes a toll on people. Now, the next topic I'm going to talk about is campus police in Texas entered a sleeping student's dorm room with a gun and a taser after a false report was filed. A college freshman at Stephen F. Austin State University in Texas was sound asleep when campus police entered her room at 3 a.m. on September 14th with one officer's gun drawn. The freshman, Kristen Evans, 18, hadn't committed any crime. She was a victim of a swatting set up by her two roommates. 11 women, including her roommates, were involved in the incident. A story was made up about her that she was threatening to stab people in a room with scissors. It was extremely traumatizing for her and has led a lot of problems psychologically, and she is suffering from depression. Whenever she hears any footsteps outside of her dorm room, she's always terrified. Lawyers said that individuals had convinced the dorm's resident assistant, who called campus police, that Evans, who was 17 at the time, was having a maniac episode, and was going to stab people with scissors. It's unclear why the students targeted the freshman. The freshman, who is black, believes her roommates wanted her removed from the dorm room, despite spending the day before the incident talking like normal friends. Now, this is very unfortunate. You know, she's, you know, college freshman. She's just getting used to the college environment. And people, her roommates, decided to set her up to others group. You know, I guess to try to target her, try to get her killed or whatever, something. If you just wanted her out of your room, you didn't want her to be your roommate no more. You could have just talked to the RA or talked to whoever, the admissions, and, you know, requested for a different roommate, or you could have just removed yourself from that room. And now you have, you know, you made up a story saying that she's going to stab people with scissors at the third. And now you have her traumatized when she hears people outside the door. And now she's going through depression and stuff like that, making false rumors about her. And now you have the police busting in her dorm with a gun and taser because you want to set her up. For what reason? Probably because you're racist, whatever, most likely. And you don't, I guess you don't really like black people, whatever. And, you know, she could have had her life gone before her eyes, or something worse. She could have got abused. She could have got, you know, beaten up brutally. So whoever made that false report definitely need to be arrested, because you can face time for making a false report or false accusations against a person. So that person needs to be removed from the school and definitely need to be face consequences, because this isn't right. This student should have to go through that. And, you know, now she's, you know, can't imagine how she's feeling or how she felt in that situation. And, you know, I kind of feel bad for what she's going through. And, of course, this happens to a black student. It just doesn't make any sense. And this is just pure racism at its finest. And honestly, it does. Because she definitely wasn't a threat to nobody at all, I'm pretty sure. And the person who made the report making false rumors about her, just clearly didn't like her in order for her to make the report and had the police showing up out on campus. So, like I said, that person needs to be removed from campus and need to face the consequences, because this isn't right. All right. This could have all been prevented if you just removed yourself from the room and got a new roommate. Or, you know, she could have just got a new roommate herself. So, we'll see what happens with this going forward. I'm glad the student is fine and nothing bad happened to her. Now, next thing I want to talk about, I've seen it on social media, but I want to talk about it, about Chrissy Teigen, who is John Legend's wife, loses baby after pregnancy complication, calling it the darkest of days. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend have lost a child following pregnancy complications. Yeah, shocking. And We are shocking in the kind of deep pain you only hear about, the kind of pain we never felt before. Tegan, the model and TV personality, was taken to Cedars Sinai Medical Center on Sunday after revealing that she had been on bed rest and bleeding for less than little than a month. We were never able to stop the bleeding and give our baby the fluids he needed, despite bags and bags of blood transfusions. With the first two pregnancies, the couple waited to name the baby until after delivering, but this time they already begun calling the little guy my belly Jack. The couple has two children, Luna and Miles, who they said were both conceived through in virtual fertilization. But this pregnancy happened naturally, something Tegan said she didn't think was possible for her. Now, my prayers go out to them, Chrissy, Tegan, and John Legend. You know, losing a child, whether to, you know, burying a child to death and violence, or even just losing a child and pregnancy because they didn't make it, is the worst, you know, feeling a parent could ever feel. So, you know, it's very unfortunate that they lost their child, and you really don't want to see things like this or hear things about like this. You know, you hope every child that's, you know, every mother that's pregnant, they childbirth is successful, but there are times where it's not successful. And, you know, pretty sure they're, you know, they're grieving that child, you know, that they want to be born, and that child will never see life because of complications, which is very unfortunate. So it's just a worst nightmare for a parent. And you don't want to see things like this happen. So I know they're going through it right now, but hopefully over time they will, you know, get through this and just remember the child, celebrate that child moving forward, even though he didn't make it. You know, I know they're going through a rough time right now with this, and not taking it well, but I hope if they decide to try again in the future that it will be successful and he won't have to go through this again. So my condolences go out to them, and hopefully this won't happen to them ever again. Now, moving on to the NBA playoffs. As you know, the Lakers won game one in a reasonable fashion with the score of 116-98 on Wednesday night. AD with 34 points, LeBron with 25, and Caldwell Pope with 13, and Jimmy Butler with 23, Kendrick Nunn with 18, and Tyler Herro with 14. Now, the Lakers, they did have a big lead. You know, they started off slow, down 13, but once they took the lead and made the run, never looked back, was up by 32 at one point, but you know, the Heat got cut it down and made the score, I guess, more respectively than it was. But it was pure domination by the Lakers. As you know, Jimmy Butler had rolled his ankle during the game. Dragic had torn something in his foot. And Bam with his neck sprain or shoulder. All connected. So it was a great performance by the Lakers as they were hitting their shots and playing great defense. But they do got to play better with the lead and not let the Heat get comfortable and try to, you know, cut the lead down. They just keep the foot on the gas and not take it off the gas and, you know, not underestimate them, the Heat, because they are in the finals for a reason. They're a great team, beat the number one seed in the Bucks, and they beat this young, talented Celtics team. So they're there for a reason. You don't want to underestimate them. And, you know, when you have a big lead, you know, you want to take advantage and keep it going. But it was a great overall performance by the Lakers. Just gotta, you know, tighten some things up and moving forward. And it's a great start, but the job's not finished. Still got three more to go. And don't want to take anything for granted. And game two is tonight at 9 o'clock. And we still don't know if Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo is playing. They said they're doubtful. So they haven't ruled him out yet, but I guess we'll know as we get closer to tip-off what's going on. I know Jimmy Butler is going to play, but for them moving forward, if they don't have Bam and Dragic, it's going to be really tough for them, you know, because they're definitely undersized. Lakers have more size, so they're not going to be able to keep them off the board, and AD and Dwight's going to have their way, and Bam, who's a rim protector and do it all, not going to have nobody to protect the rim, so LeBron's going to be at the rim at will and stuff like that. And as long as they keep in the shots, they will succeed moving forward. But in order for the Heat to, you know, have a chance, they have to hit their shots. And they just got to play, I guess, perfect basketball, as you want to say. They really have no room for error since, you know, they're down a few people right now. So let's see what happens with game two tonight and the series going forward. For the NFL, week four started last night as the Broncos beat the Jets 37-28. Ripon threw for 242, threw for two touchdowns, and had three picks. Melvin Gordon ran for 107 yards and two TDs. Patrick had 113 yards and a TD, and Jeudy had 61 yards and a TD. Donald threw for 230. He ran for 84 yards and a TD. And Crowder had 104 yards and, you know, 104 receiving yards. And Smith had 81 receiving yards. As the Jets move on to 0-4 and Denver's 1-3. I mean, both New York teams are playing bad. You know, their season is not going up as they plan to. And it's not just not looking good for New York teams. It's just not going to make the playoffs, as we know, as we see what's going on. It's just not their season. I guess you want to say they're in rebuild mode. So this is just going to have to get a high picks in the draft and just rebuild that team going forward. Probably fire their coach or whatever. But this is just not a good year for New York football teams. And we have more week four on Sunday and Monday. And we'll talk about those games moving forward with the scores and update it this weekend. And before I end this off, I just want to say, you know, I've been doing this podcast thing for about a month now and a week. And I appreciate everybody who's been tuning in and playing the podcast and listening and even sharing it out to other people. And, you know, it's only, we're going to go up from here, and I have over 300 plays now. So I appreciate everybody who's supporting me. And when things really get popping off, and hopefully I make it somewhere in my podcast, I'm going to get big somewhere, have my own station or setup. You know, I won't forget about the people who tuned in, been with me since day one. So I appreciate everybody who's listening, supporting. You know, it means a lot to me because this is something I've been wanting to do, and I'm new to this, so I still have room to improve, things I gotta, you know, do better, and I'll only get better the longer I keep doing it. So this pretty much concludes today's episode. Hope you got something out of what I said. And remember, the election is only a month away, so make sure you get out and vote. Every vote matters, every vote counts, and every voice matters. So, this is your host, Tyler Brown, and more episodes are on the way, so stay tuned for those, and keep supporting and keep showing love. I appreciate it, and I'm out.